Imagine a world where creating a 5-second video, something we see everywhere online, takes a grueling half an hour.
It's not just an inconvenience. For AI video generation, that kind of processing time is a massive barrier to real-world application.
Absolutely. Today, we're diving into groundbreaking research that tackles exactly this bottleneck. It's called light attention, and it's making diffusion transformers dramatically faster. So let's start with the problem, right? Diffusion transformers, or DITs, are amazing for video, but they're notoriously slow.
That's right. The core issue lies with their attention mechanisms. These mechanisms can consume up to 80% of the entire inference time in some models. We're talking about a single 5-second video taking 30 minutes to generate, even on top-tier GPUs.
Wow, 30 minutes for 5 seconds? That's a huge bottleneck. What exactly makes the attention mechanism so computationally demanding?
Analogy. Think of it like a chef in a huge kitchen. For every single dish, this chef has to meticulously check every single ingredient in a massive pantry. That's true even if most of them aren't relevant to the current recipe. That constant, exhaustive checking takes ages.
Okay, I get it. So it's constantly scanning and processing everything, even the unimportant bits.
Now, existing approaches tried to fix this. There were dynamic methods.
Mais ou moins.
Well, dynamic methods tried to recompute sparse patterns at every single denoising step. They'd profile which attention computations to skip. But the overhead was substantial. You were constantly reevaluating what to skip, which introduced both computational cost and potential estimation errors.
So, like our chef constantly rechecking the entire pantry every few seconds, even for minor changes, it sounds incredibly inefficient.
Exactly. Then you had static or caching methods. These tried to exploit redundancy by caching features or using fixed sparsity patterns.
Curious. And what was the problem with that?
Explaining. The issue there is that static patterns can't adapt to new content. Plus, caching still required storing and approximating intermediate values, leading to significant memory overhead. It's like having a fixed recipe that can't change, even if you get new ingredients.
Okay, so what's the breakthrough with light attention? How do they get around these limitations?
Here's the core insight, and it's quite elegant. Attention sparsity patterns actually exhibit temporal coherence across the denoising sequence.
Temporal coherence? Can you explain that in simpler terms?
Imagine you're watching a video of a person talking. The background elements that are unimportant in one frame are almost certainly going to remain unimportant in the next few frames, and likely for a good portion of the video. The unimportant parts don't suddenly become critical a millisecond later.
Ah, I have Vanti. So patterns of what's relevant or irrelevant tend to stick around for a while.
Precisely. Light attention introduces a new paradigm. Evolutionary computation skips. The breakthrough is identifying skippable tiles once during early denoising. Then it propagates these skip decisions forward through the entire trajectory.
That sounds incredibly smart. So once it decides something is unimportant, it doesn't bother reevaluating it?
Exactly. This gives you the best of both worlds, the content adaptability of dynamic methods because the patterns derive from actual attention statistics, but with the efficiency of static methods because there's no per-step reevaluation. And the key is, it completely eliminates computation for those marked tiles.
Okay, so to quickly recap, light attention essentially learns what to ignore early on and sticks with that decision, giving us both adaptability and efficiency. Is that right?
Yes, that's a perfect summary.
Fantastic. So how does this evolutionary skip actually work under the hood? How does it decide what to skip?
Explaining, it builds on techniques like flash attention's tiling mechanism. Essentially, in sparse attention, if a tile's local maximum is much smaller than the cumulative maximum, specifically when max of m local minus mij is less than epsilon, its contribution is exponentially suppressed, that tile can be skipped.
So if a specific section of the video isn't contributing much to the overall focus or meaning of the frame, it's a candidate for skipping?
Yes, that's a good way to put it. Light Attention's QK skip algorithm then maintains a persistent skip mask that updates at each time step. Initially, no tiles are marked, but as denoising progresses, tiles that meet that skipping condition get flagged.
And this decision persists?
That's the key observation. Once a tile is marked skippable at step T, it typically remains skippable at T plus 1, T plus 2, and beyond. The skip mask gradually fills up. By later time steps, you're skipping 40 to 70% of attention computations without any repeated profiling overhead.
That's a huge amount of skipping. Couldn't that introduce errors or reduce the quality of the generated video?
That's a crucial point, and they address it with the accumulated error calibration mechanism. Not all time steps are equal. Errors at earlier steps propagate much more strongly to the final output.
So, like a small misstep at the beginning of a complex dance routine could throw off the whole performance?
Exactly. So, Light Attention divides time steps into segments and assigns different error thresholds, XCT, XC, XC plus T, to each. This ensures tighter bounds on early steps where accuracy truly matters most. These thresholds are set through a quick calibration process.
This sounds incredibly sophisticated. How production ready is this technology?
It's very much production ready. The implementation is built atop Flash Attention 3, optimized for NVIDIA H100 GPUs. Even the skip mask itself uses run length encoding for efficiency when sparsity is high.
Engagement. So what kind of real-world performance are we seeing from Light Attention?
Explaining. The evaluation on WAN 2.1 and WAN 2.2 video diffusion models shows remarkable results. Light Attention achieves 40-42% sparsity while maintaining video quality that is indistinguishable from full attention.
That's incredible! And how does it stack up against other methods that also try to optimize attention?
Critically, it delivers better runtime than competing methods like sparse video gen and radial attention, even though they might claim higher nominal sparsity.
Why is that the case? If others have higher sparsity, why is Light Attention faster?
Because Light Attention achieves complete iteration elimination. Other methods might skip partial computations, but Light Attention completely removes the softmax calculations and memory transfers for those marked tiles. It's not just doing less work, it's doing no work for those specific parts.
So, to sum it up, Light Attention isn't just a marginal improvement. It's a fundamental shift in how we approach attention in diffusion transformers, leveraging the temporal consistency of sparsity.
Absolutely. The empirical result confirms it. Runtime reduction scales nearly 1-to-1 with skipped computation. And with proper calibration, the authors even suggest achieving up to 70% sparsity is entirely possible.
This really introduces a new optimization axis for all sequential generative models, doesn't it? It's not just about video.
Exactly. It's about exploiting the inherent temporal structure within sparsity itself. This insight could be applied to accelerate a wide range of sequential AI tasks, far beyond just video. It's a powerful idea.
That's a truly exciting development in the world of AI. For anyone listening who wants to dive deeper into the technical details, we'll make sure to link to the paper and the project page in our show notes. Thank you so much for breaking down this complex topic for us. It's been incredibly insightful.
My pleasure. Always happy to share.